This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Stocks slid over the past week as fears sticky inflation may prevent the Federal Reserve from cutting interest rates gripped markets. For the week, the Nasdaq fell nearly 0.6%, while the benchmark S&P 500 slid more than 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank almost 2.5%, driven by a slump in bank stocks on Friday as quarterly earnings reports failed to impress investors. More updates on the state of corporate America will greet investors in the week ahead. Results from Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley will round out earnings from big banks, while reports from United Airlines and Netflix also highlight the week. In economic news, an update on retail sales in March is scheduled for Monday in what's expected to be an otherwise quiet week for economic data. Last week, we noted continued stronger-than-expected data from the labor market had an increasing number of economists questioning if the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates in June. After another week of inflation data that showed price increases aren't declining as quickly as many hoped, many economists now see the Fed holding rates steady until at least the fall. The economist teams at Bank of America and Deutsche Bank, which had previously seen easing starting in the early summer, now believe the Fed will cut for the first time in December, meaning just one total cut for 2024. Consensus is now pricing in two interest rate cuts this year, per Bloomberg data, and Deutsche Bank chief U.S. economist Matthew Lazzetti noted that even that more tempered outlook might not come to fruition in 2024. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.